texter from the 508, Kirk, says, I saw Sean Thornton at the Patriots game last week, and the guy is just so genuinely nice, and it's absolutely obvious that the suspension is killing him. I think that's the impression you get. And
Yeah, sure.
From the horse's mouth here. Sean is joining us on the AT&T hotline, and Sean is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Hey, Sean, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you guys?
We're great. It is the impression that a lot of people get, Sean, that the money sucks, missing the game sucks, but the damage it does to your reputation is what bothered you the most, because everybody talks about what a stand-up guy you are, you know, a guy lives by the code, and that one time you broke it is the thing that maybe some people will remember forever.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, as far as remembering it, I messed up, I know that, but I talked about it the other day, I'm not going to let it define me. It's a mistake I made after 600 games of, you know,
right,
playing right on the line, and to be completely honest, doing my job is not an easy one. So, as far as riding the line, so I think that it's tough to talk about because I know I messed up, but you know, I plan on playing a couple more years and playing within the rules, and the outcome wasn't what was expected either. So, a very unfortunate set of circumstances when I messed up to make it happen, but yeah, the money sucks, the games really suck, but you know, put it behind me now and move on.
So, you know, if you messed up, as you've admitted and you've talked about many times, you've been real forthright about that, if you messed up, what was Sean Thornton's case for lessening the suspension? And if you were Shanahan and you were sitting down with this evidence, how many games would you have suspended yourself?
I don't know, it's not an easy job. I think that, you know, it's tough for me to talk about too because we're legally not allowed as a provision in our CBA that I can't really badmouth the decision. But I definitely thought that, you know, 15 was a little excessive. But I mean, how many games? I don't know. It's not my job. I know it's not an easy job to assess those things. But I thought that being, you know, the lengthiest suspension he's ever handed out was a little bit much for my first time offense, I guess.
It seems to me that it's so out of character, and everybody has said it, that they would take... I was sitting front row on the glass, and it was just strange to see what you did and how out of character it was. Does it make sense to you, as the guy in the middle of it, do you know why you did that, why you crossed that line?
Not really, no. I guess, like I said, it's tough. Talk about, so there was a bunch of actions and situations that arose during that game that led to that, and I don't think it would ever be duplicated anyway, so right. I think there's a bunch of factors that went into it,
right? And obviously I mean, we know we heard from you, as I was saying before you came on, I think you handled it beautifully after obviously the incident, and I know this is not why you do it, and I know you weren't the guy tweeting it out, but every day you'd see you at a different hospital or with some kid at the Jimmy Fund clinic, and then every time you did an interview, you'd just say, I messed up. You did not make excuses. Do you feel like since that day, or since you threw those punches, that you have done everything the right way, have done everything you could to mitigate the damage?
It wasn't about litigating, you know, the damage. It's more, I had some time on my hands, so I could go to hospitals, I could do that stuff. You know, I enjoy doing that stuff. So, I think that, you know, I did mess up, and I'm a pretty stand-up guy, or tried to be, and I admit it. I don't think that's anything different than from what anyone else would have. Would have done it. It's the right thing to do. So, the hospital business and stuff, I enjoy doing that stuff. So it's, like I said, I had some extra time in my hands. I was stuck in my house for the first, you know, 8-9 days, maybe more, because I just didn't want to be out and having to talk about it. So, kind of under self-imposed house arrest, other than these hospital visits. So it was a good way to get out of the house, too.
You know, in the in Bettman's release after the upholding suspension, he said, interestingly and disturbingly, Mr. Thornton testified at the hearing that he knew exactly what he was doing and he was in complete control of his emotions. Do you feel like, in retrospect or at the time, did you feel like you were in complete control of your emotions while you did that?
I honestly, I can't talk about it. Legally, I can't. But I will say that I can't talk about his description either, unfortunately. But I think... I will say that probably on the outside looking in, everyone probably thought I snapped. That wasn't the case.
I know you felt bad about the victim here, and you're friendly with Brooks Orbach. Have you talked to him?
I talked to him right afterwards. I was going to shoot him a text yesterday, actually, and say congrats on making the U.S. Olympic team. Maybe I'll do that today. I'm glad he's back playing. I think he only missed 6 or 7 days, I think, before he started skating again. So that was good to see. I obviously I've never trying to. It's tough to. You know, the optics of it probably look different, but I was never trying to injure him. I think listen, there's some guys I can't stand in this league that I haven't tried to injure. I like Brooksy, so it wasn't the outcome that I had intended going in.
Is this going to change you on the ice at all as a player or as an enforcer, I guess, whatever the word is? Does this change how you're gonna play?
No, it doesn't. It's the one-time thing. It wasn't. It was outside the lines, and we. I mean, everyone knows that, and I think I've paid the price for it handsomely. But now I go back to just playing the way I played the last 600 games, so it's no different.
Does someone like Marchand, I know your job is to stick up for teammates and you do it well, but when a guy like Marchand, and I'm not saying this is the specific, this is a great example of that, if he, gets the other guys a little riled up, do you hold him responsible if he's in there poking and prodding and they snap? Is it your job to defend him no matter what?
Hey, if it wasn't for him, I might not have a job. He plays on the edge. He plays with an edge too, and I think that that's what makes him a successful player. And he's my teammate. I don't hold him responsible. That's what he's supposed to do: score goals and agitate. And he does a good job at it. And I like that he's on my team.
So agitators, an enforcer's job is to defend an agitator, even if the agitator is right on that line.
Yeah, but if he's your teammate, I mean, it's almost every team has
one.
The same type build, and there's probably an enforcer or two on every team, and there's probably an agitator or five on every team. I guess he just stands out a little bit more than the rest. But if it, Marshy's great too. If things, if I need to not just be our team coach, anybody talks to him and says, like, listen, maybe dial it down a bit here when he gets too fired up. He's got pretty good ears on it. He'll listen.
Well, you got 9 days left on the suspension. Does it feel like forever, or does it feel like it's going by pretty quickly?
No, it's been forever. I mean, only 9 days. That's kind of the reason I didn't take it to the independent arbitrators. That were kind of this is the last little stretch of it. So I wouldn't have been able to get into the arbitrator until Saturday at best. Probably wouldn't have got a ruling till next Thursday, which is my 15 games anyways, the way it's kind of dragged on. So instead of, going to save the chance of saving a couple games pay-wise or just focus on getting ready for next Saturday, I think I just decided I'd put my head in a week and a half, go get ready type mind frame. And I think that, it's been long. It's been too long. God, I can't. It really kills me to be up there watching my team out there without me.
Well, you'll be healthy and fresh. Hey, before we let you go, did you think and I don't even know if you've addressed this, did you think the Orbach hit on Erickson was over the line?
I haven't addressed it. I don't know. To be completely honest, after my incident, I didn't turn on a TV, look at a newspaper, watch any. So I only saw the hit live, and I can't give you an honest opinion on it. I'm sure there's from what I'm told, I think it's one of those things that you could argue it on both sides until the cows come home. So I'll probably just go home.
All right. Well, Sean Thornton, thank you for the time. Enjoy your last 9 days of your little vacation, I guess. You'll be healthy. You'll be ready to go at San Jose on the 11th.
Yep.
All right. Good luck, Sean. Thanks for joining us. Sean joined us on the AT&T hotline, Kirk. And I'm telling you, that texter who met him at the Patriots game, that's what everyone thinks. It's killing him.
Yeah.
It's killing him. Don't you think a guy like him, didn't you expect a guy like him to just say, that's the price of doing business? Occasionally he gets suspended. He doesn't look at it that way. He looks at it that he has followed the rules, the code
for, I think unfortunately for years. For him, at least nationally, there's no question. The first thing you asked him, this is going to be the headline
defining.
For him. This is what defines
it
him
is.
Now. Because he's not the kind of player that does enough to knock that.
You
not.
Think of McSorley. What do you think of?
Of course, yeah. That's what happens.
Hell, you think of Wayne Mackey.
Yeah, right.
What do you think of? Ted Green.
And he's going to be one. He just got suspended for 15 games for snapping. And he's, it says he didn't, but, he seems like he did.
Right. You think of Chris Nylund. Very colorful career, right? Colorful guy. You think of that butt end to Rick Middleton's face.
Yeah.
And he regrets it. He's like Sean. He doesn't know why he did it, and it doesn't make any sense, and he hates it. But Sean is smart and observant enough to know that he's always going to be thought of. It wasn't quite. I mean, still when you see it, you go, "How did he get concussed?"
God, yeah.
I mean, he's got his glove on.
I mean,
it doesn't look like your classic, John Scott punch to the chin, and yet. Orbach was laid out, and I saw him wheeled off right in front of me. I know some people around here think he was faking, but I don't think so.
And the Orbach hit on Erickson was clean. I mean, I can understand if you were on the ice watching it. Because at first I thought it was dirty, but if you watch
it's not dirty.
Well, what I mean.
It's here's the problem. He thought Erickson was going to play the puck.
Right.
And if Erickson had touched the puck, you'd say, what a great hit. The timing was perfect.
Yeah.
But the puck went by, so it looks like he wasn't playing the puck.
And he has
how long
to make that decision?
No time.
None
at all. And I understand people who think Orbach should have taken his beating and just fought Thornton.
Great.
But that's not the job. He's been around a long time. We went over it before. He's had one fight in, the last six, 7 years?
5 years.
And there's lots of guys on this team, the Bruins team, who don't fight. Now, that's Sean's job. It's not Orpik's job, and that's part of the code, and Sean knows it. I mean, you really don't have to defend him because he does such a good job of, defending him, well, not defending himself, but attempting to explain himself. I still think in his quiet moments, he goes, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why I did that.
Right. And now he says that he didn't snap.
It's like Gene Hackman and Hoosiers,
It's the best kid he ever
just
coached.
Just punch the kid.
Yeah.
Strange thing is, best kid I ever coached.
Yeah, I was sad.
You liked Hoosiers, right? You like movies.
I'm a movie guy.
Yeah, movie guy. We'll get back into that, and you can tell me more about Wolf. I need you to talk me into Wolf of Wall Street, because 3 hours.
What's the greatest living director, making...
Oh, shut up.
Well, he is.
Greatest living
Who
director.
Who is?
I'll tell you the greatest living director. Mel Gibson. That is, there's not even a debate there.